Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins now. I am the aforementioned Eric Von Hessler. If you like what we're doing here, I should put that another way. If you're intelligent, if you like what we're doing here, there's a whole lot more of it available. We do this show every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. But we have podcasts and all sorts of things that we do. And you go to Eric Von Line, ericvonline.com, and that's a hub site where you can get everything. That's Autumn Fisher right there. Hello. That's Jared Yamamoto right there. And this gentleman right over here, well, it's time.
Outrage Corner.
That's outrageous.
With English Nick.
All right, what's outrageous in this world this week?
Oh, America's outraged over Ariana Grande's claim that she hates America, and now she's apologized for it. Oh, yeah, and she was licking donuts, too, in a shop.
I find that really to be... So, Ariana Grande, I have to tell you, I know that she's hugely popular. It's only been a name on the peripheral to me up to this week, and then I saw the person.
Me
really.
Too, me too.
So, I don't know the songs. Do we have an Ariana Grande song? All right, sounds just like all the rest of the stupid songs that are on the radio today. I mean, come on. You take anybody. You just pluck anybody out of kindergarten and put the... My goodness gracious. But she is very beautiful. There's no doubt about that. So she's in... Why was she in the donut shop? This is on July 4th, right? she's in the donut shop. She's licking donuts.
She's in there with one of her male dancers.
Yeah, right there. There's a problem right there. You know, they have a lot of these videos this week that are outraging people, and I've noticed Mike... attention has been drawn more toward the other people in the video. Like the Ariana Grande video, I'm more interested in this weird backup dancer that she's dating. Like, what is he, 30 or something? And, you know, dating the backup dancer. You didn't learn from Britney Spears? Good move. Date the backup dancer.
He's so hot.
My other favorite guy in the video is the guy who runs the donut shop. Did you see him?
I don't see him in the video.
Oh, man. There's on the news bit about it. Yeah. He is crazy.
I heard afterward that she was a complete jerk the whole time she was there. But then there was this other video this week where the kid who was taking over for Jameis Winston at Florida State never even took a snap before he went into a bar and punched a woman in the face. That was the
terrible.
Other. That was so he got released from Florida State. But so in that video, if you look at that video, I'm drawn toward this hipster who's sitting at the bar next to the girl, gets punched in the face, and does absolutely nothing about it.
Right.
Looks over and goes, oh, there's a guy punching a woman in the face. Well, I'm not going to lose my place at the bar. Does nothing.
It's a really popular bar. It's really hard to get a spot.
I have got to tell you that someone who's 51 years old, in this country of America, up to this point, you could almost be assured of having a bunch of dudes, if not beat you up, at least pull you out of the scene and calm you down immediately if you punched a woman. I can promise you that up to this point in the United States of America, nobody would have cared that she threw the first punch. But now, there's no difference between the sexes, so we can have this conversation about her throwing the first punch. I know that we're not talking about Ariana Grande, but I'm in a ranting mood.
That's okay.
Another thing, the kid is 19. He's in a bar. Are the laws in Florida different when you sign the Florida State? Are you allowed
it's
to
college,
drink at 19?
Come on. College.
What does
happens?
That mean?
That's what happens in
there's
college.
There's young conservative Jerry Yamamoto who will go on and tell you about how Hillary Clinton's wrong and her email thing is wrong.
Oh,
now, is
gosh.
It a rule or is it not a rule?
No,
does
when
it
you go
not
to college,
apply?
In Florida, things are different.
Apparently, because I got to believe that every bartender knew who that dude was because he's the next quarterback at Florida State. I'm guessing that they knew that he was 19 years old.
Did Jared get smacked by a quarterback this weekend?
We're going to get to Jared because that's my outrage for later on in the half hour here. So back to Ariana Grande.
Yes.
So let's hear her talk about her non-love for the country. So she said, I hate Americans. I hate America. And it was after being presented with a bunch of donuts. Which, what is that? You're in a donut shop, first of all. I mean, so as I was
donuts
saying...
Donuts are awesome.
Let me just say, at 22, I said some pretty stupid things that if you dug them up and presented them to me now, would be nothing like... So there's a little bit of a pass for a 22-year-old not knowing what the hell she's talking about. But going back to the fact that I've not been exposed to this girl until this week, All the B-roll that runs of her on red carpets,
yeah.
She looks like the meanest of mean girls. I mean, she does not look like a nice person. Have you seen her preening on the red carpet? I mean, everything is a Playboy shot, you know, to the left, purse the lips, to the right, purse the lips. I mean, it's porno stuff, the way that she acts. So she's 22. I'm going to give her a little bit of a pass on the America thing because she, quite frankly, just seems dumb and doesn't know what she's saying. I got to be honest.
And she was referring to eating habits, right?
She claims. Yeah, and then that was the next part. I'm just really, you're really worried about child obesity, Ariane? Is that it?
Yeah, it's like a really big problem.
Yeah, so you don't have that problem because I see that you're slim and trim.
Well, I mean, you can eat anything you want as long as you purge it later. Listen, when you want to fight obesity, your finger's your best friend.
So you really do care. You really
care so
do
much.
Care about childhood
care.
Obesity.
I really, really care.
So on top of that, the idea, and then she had this apology.
I really care.
Where she just looks to me like the girl in high school that everybody hates.
Sorry. I said I'm sorry.
You said you're sorry for being
sorry.
So beautiful.
Sorry, I'm so hot. It's not my fault that like everybody wants to, you know, get with me.
And then,
and
so
I make
we're all
other
just
people
jealous.
Feel bad. Yeah, I mean, I make
jealous.
Other people feel bad for being so hot next to me. It's mm-hmm. not my fault.
I have a
not
question for Ariana. What do you consider healthy eating?
Well, like I said, I mean, you can eat whatever mm-hmm. as long as it just comes out.
Sure, right.
But I mean, I like to, you know, take big gulps of air mm-hmm. that's really filling.
Oxygen?
Yeah, just. Yeah.
Hold it in.
Just
not for too long though, because you might gain some pounds.
Oh yeah, you can like burp it later. You don't want to have too much air.
That's right.
It's like you feel like Thanksgiving dinner, you know, like ugh, all that air.
Ugh. So, Ariane, didn't you say this on the 4th of July too? I mean, that seems pretty American, right?
I don't think she knows that that day was even special. In
4th
American.
Of what?
Yeah, I don't really think that she knows that that was a special day in American history. So. And then let's hear that music again, boy. The record industry couldn't create another one of these in 2 seconds.
You can have it. Eat a donut if you want it. You can eat it. Just throw it up later. Don't eat too much air. You'll get too full. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Is this one dated Justin Bieber? It's all the same. It's like
I would never. The,
really? No, he's not your type. Ugh. He's too old and gross for you, right? And the thing that she could be in trouble for actually is licking the donuts because they apparently went on to sell those donuts to other people.
Well, I didn't want to eat them. I just wanted to lick them.
Just wanted a taste.
Just taste. I just took a bite and I chewed it up and then I spit it out. You don't want to swallow it. You'll get fat.
And it's so full of lies, you know, the whole thing that was about child obesity. And then she pulled out of the All-Star game. She was supposed to sing at the All-Star game, which is coming up very soon.
Yep.
And she pulled out of it, and her excuse was that she has to have some wisdom teeth taken out or something. No, you know that you are going to get booed heartily if you walk onto that field. Why can't there be some sort of honesty? And I don't believe for a second, I guess she did do the video apology.
Sorry.
Video
sorry,
apology.
I said I was sorry.
I like
subscribe to my YouTube page. Sorry.
Her video apology is in black and white.
Yeah, because it was classy.
Yeah, and it doesn't, you know, maybe
my
your
backup
face
dancer, boyfriend, he was like, you should put this in black and white, because then people will be like, cool, it's black and white, she's sorry.
It means that it's heavy, right? It's black and white.
Yeah, it's like meaningful.
Around.
Sincere.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't want to catch
you. I'm eating lunch.
Didn't mean to catch you in the middle
this
of a meal.
This air is so good.
That's American air, you know.
I hate America. Stupid air.
Wait, you just apologized. You can't
say
it again.
Sorry, okay, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry.
Do you mean it?
Yes.
Kinda, sorta.
I'm sorry. How many times do you have to say sorry in America for people to take it? Have you seen my video? YouTube/ Ariana Grande says sorry.
And sorry. The theme of the show continues.
Yes, the total
idiocracy.
You know what's funny is that not only Ariana Grande before this, if I bumped into her on the street, I would not have known who she was. I was reading an article the other day. Maybe I could pull this up at some point earlier. It was the best songs of 2015 so far. I did not recognize one single act. I have not heard one single song that is in this in this article of the best songs of 2015 so far. And so I always tell my audience they need to look in the mirror. Maybe I need to look in the mirror. I may be a little out of touch here. Perhaps Ariana Grande is the best thing in the world. So you want to take a break here? And then when we come back, we'll get one or two more outrage stories. But I'm going to... There's one thing I'm outraged about, and that's my producer, Jared Yamamoto, yeah, and the way he looked when he showed up. So it might
I can't
up,
help it.
Might take up a little bit of our time when we return.
Let's do it.
How's that anti-American Ariana Grande? Channel 2's Brad Nitz says we'll have about a high of around 93 degrees and an 8 on the Mellish meter. That adds up to an 8. This weather is brought to you by Shoemate, the official air conditioning of summer. This music sounds like crap.
Man, it's great to snap your fingers to.
Oh, yeah, it's in.
You can have it.
And in the break, you guys are telling me that, now Britney Spears is having a war of words with Iggy Azalea.
Who she just did a song
with. And let me just say this. This Iggy Azalea, I don't know anything about her, but like, where did you come from and what are you so angry about? She's so annoying. Every time she's just annoying, she's angry about something somewhere. And what did you just, then Autumn starts playing me this rap by this Iggy Azalea. Is this the soundtrack from The Lion King?
I don't know how she even walks.
I don't know. This country.
This is where the world's going.
Going to hell in a handbasket. But this show, the Von Hessler Doctrine, is there to hold your hand. Cling to us as we all go down together, as Billy Joel once sang so long ago. So
Billy who?
But my outrage is that I came in today, mm-hmm, and my supposed producer, Jared Yamamoto, is bandaged. He's got a bandage over on his forehead. He's got bandages on his arms, on his hands, on his fingers. So exactly what happened, Jared?
Let's just put it this way. Jose Cuervo and J-Rad don't get along too well together. Oh, so
hang on.
J-Rad is his alter ego that he blames for his bad behavior.
It's not
true.
My
it's so true. I don't like that guy.
Jared's not an alcoholic.
No.
J-Rad is an alcoholic.
J-Rad's a bad influence.
We don't have a lot of time here. Exactly what happened?
Okay, so the truth. All right, so I...
There's so a millennial for you.
I had been out at the pool since 11 o'clock, and around 4:30, I decided that there were some pretty ladies on the other side of the pool, and I was checking them out, and I definitely tripped and fell on my face. Fell on my face to the point where I tried to get myself up, and my arms just collapsed underneath me. So, needless to say, my friends came, and they had to drag me up to my apartment. Luckily, I was at home because I followed Eric's advice. I drank at the house, and it wasn't bad.
So let me ask one question. How did it go over with the ladies?
Maybe it could have been good.
I think we know the answer
to
that.
It could have been like, oh, poor baby. You got hurt. I'll nurse you back to health.
Yeah, except I was bleeding all over the place. This gas right here above my eye is
on
just,
your eye.
It's terrible.
So should you have gotten stitches of any kind?
That's yet to be determined. I might check it out and see if I need it.
You're too pretty for your age. You need a good scar on your face. So
yeah,
man you up a little bit.
Interesting about him. He's got a scar.
Real quick, we're talking daytime 11 to 4:30, right?
Yeah, okay. I'd say so. I mean,
you know, can I tell you something?
That's early.
You are, what, 26 years old?
Yeah.
And it's about time you have to learn this lesson that everyone learns. Almost everyone. At some point, the excessive drinking because too much hangover, like the next day becomes just too much, and you begin to realize, I'm going to start thinking about tomorrow while I'm drinking today, and I'm going to worry about that. This is the way you should drink. You should drink to get a buzz. If you're drinking to become smashed, you've got a problem.
See, and Jared had the right intentions, but Jose had his influence, though, on J-Rad.
What do you have?
Don't blame me.
What do you have? Do you have little dolls in your room that talk to each other?
Yes, exactly. That's what I have.
I don't want to drink too much tonight, but it'd be so cool. Let's go get drunk. But no, I have to work tomorrow with Eric Von Hessler.
Oh, don't be such a square, Jared.
Oh, come on, man. I got a lot of work to do tomorrow.
I blame Iggy Azalea and the backward messages in her rap.
That's absolutely
true. That's what's going on.
I learned my lesson, guys.
Yeah,
no,
right.
You didn't.
Yeah,
no,
right.
You didn't.
We've all said that. It's like on Sunday morning, like, I'm not ever drinking that much again.
Dear Lord, I'll never drink again if you'll just get me through this. How many times has the Lord been let down by that plea?
Then next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday, right back at it. Well, I live. Let's do it again. All right, we try to avoid this for as long as we can, but my misanthrope friend Greg Russ is in New York City. We'll have his stories from Studio B1 when we return. Oh, I love all this. All right, my friend Gregory, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Hit us with your first story from Studio B1.
Bill Cosby, you've heard of this guy, right?
Vaguely. I vaguely have heard of him, yes.
And there's some kind of legal issues going on with him, and he's got this reputation now of being a rapist.
Yes.
And apparently at some point he was a comedian, and he had a hit television show, and he earned a star on the Walk of Fame. And this was before the television show, so obviously things are going right in this guy's life.
Yes.
And now black civil rights activists want the star removed from the Walk of Fame, and they say if it's not removed, it'll become a walk of shame.
Mm.
And this is in light of the release of a 2005 deposition where Cosby admitted to giving women quaaludes.
Except for Whoopi Goldberg. She seems to be the last one not willing to jump off the ship. Everyone jumped off the ship this week because, what it was is people think it's a new revelation. It was a case in 2005 that I think he settled out of court, maybe. I'm not sure if he settled before the judgment came down. But whatever, he settled with this woman, and part of that agreement was that all the documents were sealed. No one would ever see it. AP or one of the other companies said, no, he's a public figure and we have a right to know, and they won that case. So now it came out that he admitted that, yes, he did purchase quaaludes so that he could, he thought it would be easier to have sex with the women. And once that was
true.
All that smoke kind of turned into fire. I mean, at this point, there's something like 39 women who are accusing him. Let's say 5 of them are crazy. That still leaves 34 legitimate cases of, and so it's pretty obvious that this guy's a sociopath. He has been, Greg, you mentioned, he's been, as long as I've been alive, I'm 51 years old, this guy's been a celebrity. As long as I've been alive, he's had a career at the top. And he is living proof that if you're going to be a sociopath and live a double life, don't live too long. Because if he had died 15 years ago, there would be statues of him everywhere and nobody would question it. But if you're going to have this double life, you kids probably don't remember a fellow named Charles Kuralt. He was a guy, he was the host of Sunday Morning on CBS for a long time. But before that, he was known for On the Road with Charles Kuralt. And he would get in a Winnebago and he was CBS News. And he went and found the little stories all around the country. So after the guy died, and he wasn't a pervert or anything, but he was like Mr. America. After he died, it came out that he had 2 families that didn't know about each other because he was out on the road for so long. Oh, no. But here's the beauty of it. He died before we found that out. So therefore, he's like, it turns out like he put kids through college to this other family that his first family didn't know about.
Wow.
So if you die young enough, people remember, Charles Kuralt on the road. Not that it's the same thing to have a mistress and another family, but he had a whole secret other family that no one knew about.
That was his drunk persona. That was J-Rad.
Yeah, that was...
J-Rad has 2 lives.
That was J-Chuck, I believe he called himself. That side of himself. So,
thanks, guys.
Also,
that's so much work to have to do that. Okay. If you're going to get in that situation, it sounds like he did it correctly. He took care of the 2 families. And maybe there is the thought, you know what, it's better if they don't know about each other and let's just do this and I'll do what I have to do. But it's not worth it in the end. People don't think.
No, it's too much work. I would think it would be too much work. But back to Bill Cosby, I just think the cat's out of the bag. This dude's a sociopath. Now, the black civil rights leaders love being able to go after him. And look, Bill Cosby made it possible, so it's on Bill Cosby. But Bill Cosby has been an unwelcome voice quite often, going after inner city lifestyle and things like that, and not really been on the page with civil rights leaders over the last 25 some odd years. They've been at odds, but I got to put this one on Bill Cosby. I mean, if you're going to have this secret life where you're drugging women and basically raping them, and then on top of it, you have the audacity to lecture the rest of us about how to be good dads and so he deserves everything that he's getting. There can be no doubt. And go ahead.
The star is not going anywhere.
Yeah,
they're not going to remove it. The chamber, who's in charge of it, says no, it's staying. It's apparently at a pretty busy intersection. And since this all came about people have vandalized it, writing "rapist" under it. It'd just be easier to get rid of the thing.
Well, just move it somewhere where people don't see it. You know, there's so many stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. If you know that area of town, if you keep looking for your favorite star, you'll look up and find out you're in the wrong part of town. if the star you like hasn't been a star for a long time, scope it out before you start looking for that star. But you know, this one's in the right there, probably very right in the corner there of what is it, Hollywood and Vine, right in that little area. So look, he deserves everything that he's getting. He outlived his usefulness, and I think the most part, it tells me that just the idea of people being heroes, I mean, like this week with like this Jared from Subway, you know, I mean, not that he was a hero, but he's been like a good guy on the scene for so, he got kind of a Jimmy Stewart sort of persona. God, I'm glad he didn't live. God knows what Jimmy Stewart was doing. You know, but so now with Jared from Subway, the dog FBI, you know, jumps in, confiscates his computer, something to do with possible child pornography. We don't know the facts yet, so I'll leave it there. But look, it's just the people you see on TV aren't the people that they are. They're making it up. Remember that. Your heroes should be your parents or your brother, somebody you know, in and out. You know what they're doing.
What's your secret, Eric?
Of being really, I'm very boring and lazy. go ahead.
No, I'll tell you the secret. You said that Sunday reminds you of three things leading into this segment, and you said church. How was church this morning, Eric? I think you're presenting a persona here that you think that the audience would like.
I said that I think of three things when it comes to Sunday. I think of church. I think of what was the other things I said? I thought
the Von Hessler Doctrine and the AJC.
Just because I didn't attend church this morning doesn't mean I can't equate Sundays and church, Mister.
No, that's fair. You didn't say you went to church.
That's right. I said Sunday reminds me of church, and I know a lot of good people who go to church. So
yeah, sure, I'm not saying that there's no, it's not bad.
I can say you're trying to say that I'm Charles Kuralt, Bill Cosby.
Oh,
Other life going on that I don't present to people. What are you saying? What is your allegation, Mr. Russ?
My allegation here is you're like, a lot of these listeners may like the idea that maybe I'm a good Christian man.
Being called out on my own show. Whose name is on the marquee? These people I surround myself. Oh my goodness. You got another story?
Cox, that's what's on the marquee.
Yeah.
The sisters? No, it's Cox Incorporated Media. Cox Media.
Cox Media Group.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to clean that up in case people thought that he was just swearing there. What's the next story?
COX. That was an oversight on my part.
And if you think about the brothers I used to work for, it's just all very strange as far as the media landscape is just
too
weird.
Where's that jump button?
So just hit me with the next story.
Have you heard of the show The Sampsons? It's this new show that's on.
Okay, TV. Now you called me out. This playing dumb act, I don't think is very good.
This Sampson. No, The Simpsons is, I don't know what year it's in now, 27?
Yes, they were the people who put the end to the Bill Cosby show, actually. They were the first show to come along to beat Bill Cosby in that time slot. But that's neither here nor there. What's your story?
Well, I don't know how relevant the show still is. I haven't watched it in years. And that's not to say it's not good. I don't know. I really just don't know. But there was this big thing where Harry Shearer, who does many of the voices, including Mr. Burns, he was going to return. Contract dispute. Turns out he's coming back.
Yeah, he was tweeting a few weeks ago. It's all over. I'm gone. He does a lot of the voices. He does Mr. Burns. He does
Flanders.
He does Flanders. He does the high school the principal. He does
Waylon Smithers. Oh, Ned Flanders. Burns.
The preacher. So he does a lot. He does a lot of the voices. Yeah.
What else, Brian?
But I've met this guy, this Harry Shearer. Strange dude.
Yeah.
Strange dude. Very melodramatic. And I think the whole thing was melodramatic. He's tweeting a couple weeks ago, I'm gone from The Simpsons and they didn't show me any love. How many millions of dollars? And by the way, look, when you do voices, you may create those voices, but there's always somebody else out there who can do that voice. So unless you're part of the writing, which I don't know, maybe Harry Shearer is part of the writing, just being the voice, even though you have four or five of them, I can probably find three other people to do those voices cheaper. So I don't.
Yeah, Sesame Street has continued despite Elmo's controversy.
Elmo goes on.
Yep, Elmo goes on.
The voice of Elmo got into a whole lot of trouble.
Yes, it did.
But
even Kermit. I mean, not in trouble, but
Things move on.
Yes.
Like the original Charlie Brown, we found out last week or the week before, is yelling at judges and telling them he hopes they die. I mean, you know, things happen, but the characters move on because other people can always do the voices. So I
think this new contract is putting everyone around $300,000 an episode, which is down from what it used to be in its heyday, but $300,000 an episode.
Well, the ratings are probably down. I mean, are the Simpsons as big as they once were? I mean, I don't know if they they're pulling it in. There are no Bob's Burgers.
That's true.
It's getting to the point where it's becoming a joke that it's been on for so long, and you know, similar to Saturday Night Live, I think there's probably still good content in there. People aren't watching it, but now it's just like, oh, it has to be past its prime because it's been so long. But I don't know. I can't say.
Well, much like Saturday Night Live, it depends on the bunch of people who are creators at the time. So something like Saturday Night Live or The Simpsons can have a couple of bad years, but if you hire in some really creative people, they can pick it up and change it and do it. But you do after a while have to wonder how many more storylines are left after all of these years. Shows can't go on forever because you sort of exhaust any part of material. At this point, they should just go back and just remake some of the early ones. As I recall, the animation wasn't so good.
Yeah, like back in the very, very beginning when they still look like Tracy Ullman.
Yeah,
Homer
was kind of like this.
Yeah, he did have a weird voice back then.
So go back and remake some of the early ones. That's what I would do.
I know early on they were outsourcing the animation to Korea, and they called for a pizza to be animated, and they didn't know what a pizza was, and it came back the wrong colors.
My favorite is that for a while they were called racist because for some reason or another, and it's like, everybody's yellow. How is that possible? Anyway, we have a couple more stories from Studio B1, and always remember that we do the best goodbyes in the industry, so don't miss them when we return.
The Von Hessler Doctrine on News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
Welcome back. Channel 2's Brad Nitz is calling for a high around 93 degrees. That translates into an 8 on your Mellish meter. This weather brought to you by Shoemate, the official air conditioning of summer. And you know, people quite often get angry because I don't take calls, because I'm a dictator when it comes to my ideas. But we are going to invite you. What, English Nick, what's going on here?
Yeah, call the contest line right now at 404-741-0750. Caller 25. It's a WSB McDonald's weekend prize pack. Three pairs of tickets. Tedeschi Trucks Band in concert July 17th at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Cirque du Soleil Verikai July 29th at the Arena at Gwinnett Center. And then the Gypsy Kings August 14th at Chastain. So there you go.
It's a full-on package, right? Right there.
The weekend prize pack is presented by McDonald's McCafe. I'm loving it.
We're all loving it. All right, Greg, speaking of loving it, you got one more quick story for us?
I've
Make it quick.
Jason Pierre-Paul, defensive end for the New York Giants, lost his finger. He had this fireworks accident on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what happened, but now Adam Schefter comes out and says the right index finger has been amputated.
Now, here's the thing that I find interesting is that my understanding is he had it amputated because he was told that was the quickest way to get back on the football field. Now, this guy's a real idiot when it comes to his career. He's in one of those, he was going to get the franchise tag.
Yeah.
$14 million for 1 year, whatever. He's a free agent, I think, next year. I'm not sure of his whole situation.
But he could be a free agent because he hasn't signed his 1 year contract at this point. So
I see.
The Giants could pull it if they want.
Right. So he's defensive end. They say you need that finger, the index finger. I don't know about, maybe you can get around without having that as far as football goes. But here's one thing that I was thinking today as I was on my iPad. If that's the hand that he writes with, he's lost his smartphone abilities because the index finger is the finger for the iPad or smartphones. Because if I try with my thumb to do something or hit a little button, it seems like it doesn't respond. It's that index finger.
So he's to get dauber.
He may have a football career ahead of him, but his smartphone days are over. That's my prediction here on the Von Hessler Doctrine. All right, Gregory, thank you very much for your sunshininess, your wonderful disposition. Have a great week.
Yeah.
All right, you can get more of us at ericvonline.com, ericvonline.com. Thanks to Mary Ellen, thanks to DeMarco, thanks to Autumn Fisher, Jared Yamamoto, English Nick. Thanks to you for listening and being so kind. Well, I tell you, this country, we're in trouble. We're in trouble, right, Knuckles?
Donald
Trump will take care of it.
Knuckles is rapping, see?
It seems like we just get started. There's not enough time. I need another hour.
I know, we really do.
Go ask the doctors if we can have another hour.
Here we go.
I'd like to just be able to have another hour.
I'll go see you, boss. I'll put a pin in the ear, boss.
That's right. You go do it. You go do it. You tell them the Donald said we're taking another hour and that's all. If they don't like it, they just punch them right in the face.
Poke the finger.
That was this episode of the Von Hessler Doctrine. We'll chat with you again next Sunday at 1. But until then, I simply must insist that each and every one of you get off my lawn.